Hello all, and welcome to KBMF's wrap-up of last week's meeting of the Butte-Silver Bow Council of Commissioners. I'm Daniel Hogan, and every week we will look back at actions taken by the legislative body of our government and look forward to tonight's agenda, which can be heard live on KBMF starting at 7:30 p.m. every Wednesday. So let's get started. The February 24th agenda began with a special meeting concerning the closure of Civic Center Road for continued removal and remediation of tailings at the site of the former Parrott Smelter.
Commissioners, we asked for the special meeting because it was time sensitive. We had the pre-construction meeting for the Parrott Phase 2 construction project and realized that we were turning it over March 1st. It's going to have to be closed down for the duration of the whole project, and we just want to get it before the commissioners tonight.
The mine waste still underground at the site continues to pollute Silver Bow Creek, and a massive excavation effort has been underway since 2018. Phase 1 of the removal took place on the north side of the Civic Center Road, and Phase 2 will be concentrated around the old county shops and underneath the road itself. The area will be regraded, and a new paved road will be put in its place. The walking trail along Silver Bow Creek is also going to be closed. Commissioner Sorich brought this up as a concern.
Is keeping the kids and their bikes and everything else out of that area. I'm sure they're going to do, there's a plan, but I guess I didn't see that. It had a pretty fine print that said the walking trail is going to be closed down also.
Questions about the timeline for completion also came up.
Mr. Neri, do you have any kind of a time frame on this? How long it should take?
Commissioner Callahan, it's approximately 2.5 years.
Oh, wow.
So after the 2 or 2.5 years, will that road be reopened, or is that going to look like it's going to be a change in the configuration of the whole area?
It will be reopened, and there'll be curb and gutter and sidewalk through the whole thing. There'll no longer be a hill. It'll just be a gradual slope from the back of the Civic Center to the bridge.
The area behind the Civic Center will change dramatically in the coming years. So if you are partial to its current innocuous charm, get your keepsake photos now. Not much of note happened after that, although there seems to be a conversation brewing about hooved livestock in city limits, and we will keep you informed of that story as it develops in council chambers. Coming up on tonight's agenda, declaring March Irish American Heritage Month, the demolition of a home on State Street, and the executive action taken by Chief Executive Gallagher and Public Works Director Mark Neary on the Blue Range building. Tune in to hear it live on KBMF 102.5 every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. And if you would like to provide comment on agenda items or any issue, you may either call 406-497-5009 to submit verbal comment to the council, or submit written comment via email to public-input@bsb.mt.gov. All this information can be found with this story at butteamericaradio.org. That's all for this week's council wrap, and we'll see you next time.